I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Most of our endangered species rely on private lands for habitat. Western landowners are seeking changes in programs designed to help farmers and ranchers regenerate their lands while still growing healthy foods. Leslie Allen is executive director of the Landowners Advocacy Group.
The Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a habitat partnership program that helps pay landowners to provide habitat in certain cases, like for critical winter habitat for elk and deer, for example. Leaving some forage in a crop circle can be really helpful to wildlife. And landowners are foregoing a cutting potentially to do that. The more that we put strings on those programs that require additional things from landowners besides just providing the forage and the habitat, makes it more difficult to use those programs. So in some cases, you have people that will, you know, programs that will say, in order to support your habitat work, you also have to provide public access. And again, for landowners who are trying to make the bottom line work through hunts or fishing opportunities, that undermines their ability to stay economically viable.
And Allen is calling for more regulatory assurance agreements that let landowners know that they will not be penalized with additional regulations after making changes that work to improve habitat for endangered species. Allen also points to the Sage-Grouse Program as one of the star programs that brought private landowners and public agencies together to improve habitat for the endangered birds. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.